This episode of True North Country Comics is brought to you by You Are My Christmas, a brand new song from Canadian songstress Stephanie Beaumont. Whether it's decorating the tree and wrapping the presents, baking up a storm, or welcoming friends and family from near and far, Stephanie Beaumont captures the spirit of Christmas in her new song, You Are My Christmas. With this song, you're invited to share Stephanie's Christmas wish, that everyone has someone who's their Christmas too. You Are My Christmas is now available on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Deezer, and wherever good music is sold. Get yours today. Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's November 19th, 2018. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Vanessa Stefaniuk at Mississauga Comic Expo 2018. Vanessa is trained in classical animation and has applied her skills to create a webcomic called Radio Silence. During our chat, Vanessa talked about Radio Silence and how her Kickstarter project is going. She also talked about her comic book influences. Vanessa chatted about the animation program that she attended at Sheridan College and how she's applied her skills to make comic books. Before I go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Global News interviewed Jeff Lemire as a result of Legendary Entertainment picking up his Black Hammer series. Jeff was quoted as saying, "I love doing this stuff. These are my stories that I've created, so it's very exciting." You can read more on globalnews.ca. Jeff Lemire was also in the news regarding another of his projects. Deadline reported that Jeff's Vertigo comic, Sweet Tooth, was given a pilot order by Hulu. Robert Downey Jr. is also involved, at least from his production team. You can read more on deadline.com. Adventures in Poor Taste interviewed Ed Brisson during his release week signing tour for Uncanny X-Men. While in Bellingham, Massachusetts, when asked about the best part of the tour, Ed was quoted as saying, "It's really just getting out there and meeting people on the day the book comes out. And I saw the book physically for the first time at our signing, which was kind of cool as well." You can read more at adventuresinpoortaste.com. Continuing with Ed Brisson news, he recently tweeted that he'll be joined by Marcus Toe for a new series called Next Gen. The 5-issue miniseries is said to follow the adventures of the X-Kids in the Age of X. Chris Bacalo will provide cover art. Angelique Rocher interviewed Mariko Tamaki for the Marvel's Voices podcast. The interview took place at New York Comic Con and covered a variety of topics, including learning how to write comic books, why Mariko loves the collaborative process of creating comic books, and a lot more. You can find out more at marvel.com. Bitside Press publisher Hope Nicholson announced that she's starting up a new Kickstarter project for Sally the Sleuth. Hope is planning to publish a reprint collection of Sally the Sleuth, one of the first heroines in comics. The project is set to run until November 30th, and more information is available on Kickstarter.com. And now, here's my chat with Vanessa Stefaniuk at Mississauga Comic Expo 2018.
I'm working on Radio Silence, which is a LGBT coming of age story about a rock band's rise to fame. So, like, how they deal with that.
This is pretty much a new book that's just come out.
Yes, we just kickstarted it in September, and I just have the first copies here available at Mississauga. Yeah, so it was just in time. It worked out perfectly for that. So the first copies are here, and I'll be shipping out all the Kickstarter ones next week. So.
Pretty exciting. Good stuff. Well, let's talk a little bit about your influences. Who inspires you as an artist and a creator?
I really love Giant Days. So it's done by Max Darin and I can't remember his name. But like the fantastic comics. They're like they're also kind of a coming of age story. So I obviously take influence to that. It's about three college students who live in Britain and obviously their adventures and their wacky adventures. I love the art style that they've used. They actually started off with another artist who is an animator, and I started as an animator, so I take influence from that sort of style and approach.
Now, you mentioned studying at college. I believe it was at Sheridan College you studied animation. Can you talk a little bit about that program and what it might be like for students or potential students for that course?
Sure, yeah. Animation is fantastic. It's a really rigorous course. So a lot of people go into animation not specifically for the animation process, but because the actual program itself teaches you how to draw in such a way that you can apply it to so many things. Like comics, you have to draw so quickly and know the form so well and so intimately that you can take something like animation and apply it. Obviously, I was an animator, and I apply it to my comics in such a way that it has a fluidity, has like a sort of the way that I approach the actual panels and everything. It's kind of like more of a cinematic feel to it, too. So more of like when I write the comics, I'm writing them for stage left and like, you know, like with an animation approach to it and everything like that. So I feel like it's a really great course. It's really rigorous, so a lot of people find it like really stressful because obviously there's a lot going on. You have to learn in 4 years. You make your own film and everything by yourself and as a group. So it's obviously a lot of drawing. So you have to obviously enjoy drawing a lot. But you come out of it a fantastic artist. I graduated with so many people who were really great. I have my one friend Domi who she was just the first Asian American who directed a Pixar short. So I mean, great alumni, obviously.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about whether it's traditional or digital in your studies. Is that something at Sheridan that they teach you either or do you tend to go towards one versus the other?
When I graduated, which was in 2011, we still worked paper and pencil, and they gave us the option to work digitally. But I think now it's a lot more focused on the digital because obviously the paper and pencil is kind of outdated. But they kind of teach you in a way where you're taught the fundamentals, so we can apply it to any kind of program. They don't teach focusing on Flash or Harmony as a program. They're teaching you the fundamentals so that you are able to apply it across the board, which I felt was fantastic, obviously. I worked pencil and paper. I probably will not again ever animate that way because it's not how it's animated, but it was an invaluable experience, obviously.
What was your process when you created Radio Silence? Were you focused more on the digital or the traditional?
I work completely digitally for Radio Silence, actually, because it's a webcomic, so it was a lot easier to go screen to screen, obviously. But I worked a lot on the concepts traditionally, because that's just how I work in my sketchbook. And then I worked on the music side of it with my brother, who is a composer, so obviously that wasn't completely digital either. He works traditionally, and then he transfers it digitally. So we've kind of had like a mishmash of a process with how we approached it. Yeah.
So what's next for you? You've came up with Radio Silence. Is there going to be album one? Does that mean that there might be album two down the road?
Yes, definitely going to continue it. It's an ongoing webcomic, so it's going to keep going until it hits the end of the story and the crux of it. I'm working on anthologies at the moment, and I'm also working on pitches for graphic novels. So it's, I have my hands full across the board, but it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Where can people find your work, and where can they find you online?
RadioSilenceComic.com is where the actual comic is. I'm Quiet Snooze on any kind of social media, Twitter, Tumblr, anything like that. So pretty easy to find when you use the same username. So I also have a Dungeons & Dragons official merchandise that's coming out. It's a dice bag that I designed for Wizards of the Coast. So look for that. It'll be if you follow me on social media, I'll be able to blast it out the link when it's available. It should be available at the beginning of November.
Thanks to Vanessa for chatting with me. You can discover more about Vanessa on Twitter at @quietsnooze and online at quietsnooze.net. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on iTunes. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. I encourage you to follow along on Twitter at True North Comics and Instagram at Instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And I bet you'll discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And please send your feedback to info at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2018.